duking down with you live in studio this morning. And joining us live in studio as well, a couple of Star Mountain High School cross-country runners. And Brigham Hahn is here with us today. Gracie Visser here with us today as well. State cross country a couple of weekends ago. And, of course, Brigham and Gracie, along with the whole team's performing very, very well. Good morning, you two. Appreciate you coming in early on a no-school Friday morning. And we were kind of joking, like, you guys are up running around anyway. And based by the looks we got, Dal, I don't think they were. I think they actually woke up early just for this today.
I think we ruined their one day to sleep in. Sorry, guys. Gracie, I wanted to start with you. And I've had several conversations with Coach Draney over the course of the spring and the summer and coming into this season. And he talked a lot about your leadership as a senior and some of the things that you had done just over the course, kind of taking over that mantle this season. Kind of talk about that, making that leap and leading your squad this year.
It's been really fun. I've really enjoyed this team we've had. I think it's been a great crew, and I just really love this team. And I think that's helped a lot, like with my leadership, knowing that what I'm doing is going to help them. And they're helping me back in return. So
what are some of the things that you have done over that time period? You know, like what does that entail? Are you making phone calls? Are you saying, hey, let's go do some extra this or that? What does that all entail?
Like, I'm just reaching out to them and making sure they're coming on our summer runs, or at least trying to encourage them to come out to run at 6:30 in the morning, even though it's not easy. I think a lot of them did it for the team, showed up.
And a lot of it is kind of you have to be there, right?
Yeah.
What was maybe different this year as a senior compared to last year as a junior because of that leadership, as far as like the responsibility maybe that you felt as a runner?
Yeah, I know I couldn't be a hypocrite and so say they need to show up if I don't show up. So, you know.
Brigham, looking at your career, you've been chasing a lot of fast guys the whole time you've been in school. And not that you're not fast yourself. Kind of talk about that, because I think that takes a certain mindset to keep grinding and try and keep up with everybody whilst also making huge strides yourself. You're an all-stater this year in the 4A class. That's pretty impressive. So kind of talk about that over the course of your 4 years.
Yeah, it's been amazing being able to run here at Star Valley Cross Country. The program that's here is incredible. The legacy that they have, it's amazing, the bar that they've set. And of course, it's set very high. And that's a great thing, because that's what makes us who we are and how great we are. And, you know, when we look and we see what has happened in the past and we see the things that are achievable, we just get so excited, because we're like, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. And so that's what we got to remember every day out in training. When it gets hard, we just got to remember, you know, this is what people have set for us. This is the standard we need to reach. And I just got to go out there and work my best so that I can contribute to that program.
That's one of the questions I wanted to ask, and I'll ask you both of it. Brigham, I'll let you answer first since you're already talking. So I'll let you go. For us, we see you just run around the street, right? And I think a lot of people, when they think cross country, oh, they're just running around. It's a lot more than that. So what does it take to achieve what you both have achieved? And what really goes into it? Brigham, we'll let you go, and then Gracie, you follow up.
Well, a lot of it is just running around the streets, and it may seem so simple, but it's a lot of it has to do with summer miles. And summer miles are incredibly important. I can't stress it enough, the power of summer miles. These past two summers, the summer before my junior year and the summer before my senior year, so this past summer, I ran like a lot of summer miles compared to my freshman and sophomore year. It was a huge difference, and I can tell you my seasons were significantly different. So it is just about getting those miles in, just grinding, and it's just about, you know, a lot of those summer miles are you're running alone, and that you can get into your head, and it can be really, really hard and difficult, but that's where the true joy comes in during the season. Like Coach says, summer miles bring fall smiles. So.
Well, you both start nodding right away there.
Gracie, I wanted to let Gracie answer that question
too. Yeah, for sure.
I forgot what the question was.
Well, I mean, what goes into it more than just after school running around, right?
I think it's just like a lot of I don't know, yeah, just running around is a lot of it, and like knowing that each day it adds up, it's gonna add up. And like there's a saying or something where it's like you gotta, it's helping you water your tree, so each day you're just watering your tree more and more, and then it grows.
Love it.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Well, as you we heard Brigham kind of talk about the progression of his career, kind of talk about yours too, Gracie, because you guys, the Lady Braves in particular, you ran a little more as a pack this year, and that was a real strength for you, and then you were able to bring home a trophy from state for that. Was that one of your goals, or was kind of talk about some of your goals as a team and maybe that pack running mentality that you had this year?
Yeah, so definitely our goal for the season, I'd say it was podium at state, because that's been a long time since girls cross country has done that, and I think our pack running really helped us do that. And we ran a lot together this summer. Like, we'd meet Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Mondays, like, all the time. And I think just getting our pack together this summer really helped this season.
Star Valley High School cross-country runners Brigham Hahn and Gracie Visser in studio this morning. So you guys are seniors, still have a handful of months left of your high school, right? But what's next for you guys? Gracie, we'll start with you, and then Brigham, what's next for you?
Hopefully running collegiately. That's my goal. Whether that means like JUCO, NCAA, I'm not sure, but just hoping to go to the next level.
Yeah. Besides like what Gracie said, you know, looking at colleges and hopefully having colleges look at us, we've got indoor and outdoor to look forward to. I'm actually so excited for this indoor and outdoor season. I think it's going to be great just to be able to get some fast times on the track down. Besides running cross country is amazing, but running track is got its benefits too. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to go out there and run some good times and then go to college. So,
you know, one of the things that kind of gets talked about is, yeah, indoor, you're obviously indoor. You're not running in the snow. And people say that. And I'm like, well, that's only on meet day. You guys are still running outside to get your miles in. What are some of your favorite events? If you have cross country, indoor and outdoor, what's at the top of the list of the things that you like to do the most of any of those different seasons?
For me, the mile is the top of my list for sure. I love the distance. So I'm really excited for track season.
I would say cross country, even though it's really hard, I want to say the 5K is definitely at the top. Below that, probably the 800, actually. I really like running the 800, so...
A little bit of a distance difference between those two races. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, guys. So what advice, now that you've been through 4 years of cross country and kind of wrapping things up with indoor, outdoor, you've been as a freshman all the way up to leaders as seniors. What advice do you have now for the next generation of Star Valley High School cross country?
I would say, you know, if you're going to go into anything, it doesn't matter if it's necessarily a sport or just school or a club, whatever you go into, you just got to commit and you just got to believe. And whatever you go into, just believe your leaders, your parents, all your teachers. They want the best for you. At times it may seem not, but I would just promise you that if you follow your intuition and what your leaders are telling you to do, you're going to go places.
I definitely say be grateful for every day that you have, because like injury comes so fast, so, and the high school went over so fast, so just be grateful for every day that you have, that you can run with your team and run for yourself. So.
Well said. Absolutely. That, again, this morning in studio is Brigham Hahn and Gracie Visser, Star Valley High School cross country. Well, you guys, thanks for your time. Appreciate you waking up this morning. And congratulations on a great year. Best of luck moving forward to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. It's on the SVI Radio Network.